Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
650 AM WSM, I want you to meet one of our own here at Ryman Hospitality Properties. And the first time I met her was a couple of years ago at the, we were on the Opry Plaza for the big birthday celebration. And I was walking across the plaza going to the WSM booth or maybe to do some stage work as a host. And I can't remember exactly what it was I needed, but the person I ran into is seated across from me this morning in the studio. She was so helpful. And I wound up, I got a free T-shirt out of the deal.
I was on my best behavior.
A birthday bash T-shirt. And when that sweet voice with that accent came out of that person, I thought, I love her so much. I got to get to know her. Her name is Laura Lee Jones, and welcome to Coffee Country and Co.
Hello, Bill Cody.
We have remained friends. It was like instant, you know, so for the last couple of years. And in the first part of our conversation, she tells me how you kind of grew up with Eddie Stubbs as a part of your life on the musician side. Isn't that right?
Yeah, listening to Eddie Stubbs. He's a fiddling playing son of a gun. He really is. He never plays it much anymore, but he should get it out of the case more often.
When I talked to him about you, after I said, I met the sweetest person this weekend at the Opry. And again, this has been a couple of years ago. And he says, I know her and her family. And he did, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So you come from a family band?
From a family band. I've been playing. I'm going to sound like an old person now. I'm only 25, but I've been playing for 15 years. And I started out playing with my brother and my older sister and my dad in this little family band, and we went all over the place up and down the East Coast, and it was a lot of fun. I'm not gonna lie, I miss playing with them every time I play, because I've found out ever since that harmonies are never going to be the same. Never.
Blood harmony. Yeah. That's what they call it.
Somebody will say, oh man, that was great, you nailed that, and I'll think, it didn't sound the same.
She is here because she is playing The Basement, and we'll tell you more about that show and Sierra Hall and Aaron Enderlin, who are participating in that. And that's tonight at 7 o'clock that you're playing The Basement. And that accent, where is that accent from? Where did you grow up?
I grew up about a half a mile outside of North Carolina in Virginia, a little town called Cana, Virginia. And we don't even have a stoplight. When I say it's
Spell
the epitome
it.
Of a C-A-N-A.
Find it, Charlie. Charlie
Find
is
it.
On it. He
it's
is
little.
On it, baby.
There, if there's 1,000 people there, then we have grown. I'll tell you that.
I'm glad you pronounced it, too, because I might have said Canna.
Yeah, people say Canna, but it's Cana. Yeah. Cana.
Can you hear that on her tongue, Charlie? Cana. Cana. Long A. It's a long A. Followed by a short A. Cana.
Yeah.
Simple.
It sounds like C-A-Y-N-A. Cana.
It's got one more letter than we have call letters.
Yeah.
We only have 3. They have 4 in Cana.
Oh, man. You can't fight progress. Population, Cana, Virginia, 1,250.
Oh, man, we've grown. It's a big city now.
Yeah.
We got a bunch of fruit stands. We must be.
So what fruits? What are you
apples
known for?
And peaches.
Oh, that's what
good
you're
Good Lord
for?
Have mercy. The peaches are good.
Is that right?
Oh, my Lord.
I had no idea.
My daddy loves them. He will eat so many peaches, he's liable to make himself sick. He loves them.
The great songwriter Guy Clark said, ain't nothing sweeter than a watermelon dream, sitting out on the front porch in the summer eating peach ice cream. He said that.
That's true.
See, if you could write like that, you'd be Guy Clark.
That's exactly true. I would be Guy Clark. But then it's right outside. It's literally, once you get across the North Carolina line, you're in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I don't know if you guys know where that is.
That's Andy Griffith's hometown.
I swear to goodness, I'm from Mayberry. So I tell people that with this accent, and they die laughing. And I'm like, no, really. Like, I'm literally from Mayberry.
How far is it from you?
It's about half a mile.
No kidding.
But the town itself, it takes maybe 10 minutes to get into town. I mean, Mayberry's got some outskirts, some suburbs.
So I was going to ask, if we were in your hometown this morning, would you suggest we eat at the Hungry Farmer on Gap Highway?
Yes, because that's the only option you have other than my grandma's house.
Well, or do we cross the border and give our tax money to North Carolina and go to Coppola's Pizzeria, an Italian restaurant on
US
52?
We wouldn't go there for breakfast.
You don't want to go to Capella's. No, not for breakfast.
Capella's.
You want to go, if you're going to cross the border, you got to go to the Snappy Lunch for their pork chop sandwiches. That is Andy Griffith as it gets, and they are good.
Again, made famous on the Andy Griffith Show.
Yeah.
That's where that was
it's
the lunch
real
hangout.
Thing.
Yeah, that's where Barney. Remember that time he left a quarter instead of a dime for a tip?
Oh yeah.
Yep.
And the waitress said, "Barn, you've made a mistake. You left a quarter," and she was going to give it back to him because she thought he'd made a mistake. And then, of course, Barney does his. You keep it, honey. Good morning at 19 after 9. Laura Lee Jones is here, and she's playing The Basement tonight. Sierra Hall and Aaron Enderlin up in your corner tonight. They
Heck
are playing
yeah.
with you. And is there like Girlfriend Nation out there? Have you singer-songwriters and get together and do these sort of things?
It's kind of funny. You know, I didn't mean for it to be like a girls' night thing, mm-hmm. but then it ended up that way, so I'm all for it. Girl power.
ReverbNation.com/Laura Lee Jones, and Lee is L-E-I-G-H.
Yep.
Laura Lee Jones. Twitter is @LauraLeeJones. And she's live on 650 AM WSM making her debut this morning.
Now, you never know what you find on the internet. May I ask, is the family band, were they known in the day as the Cana Ramblers?
That's us. You found us.
We have found many videos online of the Cana Ramblers.
Oh, God.
Really?
Yeah, I kid you not. Yes.
Oh, some of my friends have found those videos. There's one where my microphone falls the entire time and I just keep bending over. I'm probably like 12 and I just keep bending over lower and lower and I just keep singing with this really serious face, which if you know me is already weird enough because I'm always laughing. So
always laughing, always smiling.
They love yeah. that video. I think they're making fun of me, but that's okay. It's okay.
So give them a little preview of what they'll get tonight at The Basement, if you would. Laura Lee right. Jones.
I'll play you one then.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to do one. You know, I don't even know if I've titled it. I guess it just felt good at the time, but I'm gonna it starts out talking about mama, and I have to apologize right here on the air to my mama. She's been excited that I was coming in here to visit with you guys, so she's yeah. been listening in and everything. I'm yeah. sure she's hey mom, but anyway, she texted me this morning and said, I hope you're up and ready. And I said, oh, my God, I forgot to set my alarm. I don't think she thought that was as funny as I did. She really got nervous for a minute. She got nervous. I had to send her something back really quick. But
that is Laura Lee Jones on 650 AM WSM. Getting ready to gig at The Basement tonight at 7 o'clock with Sierra Hall and Aaron Enderlin. Tickets are $5. ReverbNation.com/Laura Lee Jones. And then Twitter is @Laura Lee Jones. You've been looking at your phone. Is your mom texting you? Is she checking in? Is she hearing this
mom
right now?
Mom hasn't texted me yet. She's, okay. But I'm sure she's listening right now. So
a mutual friend of ours, Donica Christensen, who was just in with Parker Millsap last week. I had no idea. The more I'm around you, the more I learn about the mutual friendships we have with all these other people like Aaron Enderlin and Sierra yep. Hall that you're playing The Basement with at 7 tonight. But Donica Christensen, you lived with her when you first moved to town?
I did live with Donica.
She was your
Donica.
First roomie?
She was my first roomie here in Nashville.
So what is the forbidden fish stick story that I've been told to ask you about?
Donica eats really healthy, and Laura Lee used to have fish sticks all up in her freezer, and it upset her constantly. But Donica, if you're listening, I want you to know that I have not been eating fish sticks, like maybe in the last 2 months.
So you would like load sticks. Up on the fish sticks is an economical alternative to life in the music business when one cannot eat healthy yeah. because we're on a limited budget.
They're
broke,
good.
Right?
They're good.
And so you had fish
They're not good for you, but they're pretty good.
Gorton's?
Yeah, actually, that's my brand.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Gorton's Fish Sticks, endorsed by Laura Lee Jones.
Well, the man's wearing a yellow coat. It's got to be good.
Like
you know,
Taylor
Gorton's
Swift.
Fisherman, right?
There. Red by Taylor Swift.
That's yeah. right.
Available wherever fine fragrances are sold.
CPAC also makes a nice fish stick.
Wherever.
No, we can't have any of that now. That's my competitor.
Oh, so pardon me. Okay. I didn't realize we had the Gorton's.
When you make the big time and you get your product endorsement.
That's right.
So what does her fragrance smell like? Fish sticks.
Oh,
fish
yeah.
sticks.
Yeah.
If you want your woman to smell like fish sticks, this fragrance is for you.
That's oh, right. thanks, yeah. guys. Thanks. I love it. It's making me really, you know. I'm sure
but I loved it.
Dying to smell that.
Apparently, Donica was always hammering her, leaving her notes. Enough with the fish sticks already. I think, what was it? Kenny Chesney told me his weakness was about how much you could eat for how little at Taco Bell during his starvation years. He said you could go in Taco Bell with $3 and eat for days. He said it kept me alive, I'm telling you. It kept me alive. 24 minutes till 10 now, 9:36. Laura Lee Jones, one of our own. We're so proud of her. And playing The Basement tonight at 7 o'clock. These are things that you do. I mean, these
yeah.
songwriter nights and gigs around you have for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of funny because when I'm at work, I try to, I mean, people would come into the opera, you know, and have a job like that and be just using it. I'm trying really hard not to use that
mm-hmm.
for my music, even though I'm landed right in a spot where I think most people would fully take advantage of some of that. But I'm like, you know, real careful to follow the rules. I'm not shy. I don't know why I'm like that. Maybe I should just run around singing. I don't know.
Now tell me this, Virginia Tech.
Yep. Virginia Tech.
You went to school at Virginia Tech?
I went to school at Virginia Tech.
Do you have Virginia Tech memorabilia on your desk? Like if we walked into your office,
yes.
We know immediately where you went to school?
Yes, you do.
And what was your major?
I was a double major, English and History. So I like them both.
So nothing to do with music?
No, nothing to do with music.
Huh.
Or what I'm doing at the Opry.
So what period of history is your specialty?
I really like the Civil War.
I knew she was going to say that.
You could tell.
Being from Virginia, North Carolina and all.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
It's the area.
You got your guitar pulled up. Does that guitar have a history? You were talking something about your daddy wouldn't let you put a pickup in. Is this the guitar that you couldn't put
no,
a pickup in?
Daddy ain't going to let me put a pickup in this guitar. It's an old Martin. I think it's a 1964, but it's a little triple alt because I got short arms. These people out in radio land can't see me, but I can't reach around a big one. So me and Jimmy Dickens, maybe I should get a jumbo like him.
<That's right.
laughs> Maybe I ought to get a big one like he does.
You paint a great picture
route.
With that. I can just see him now, you know, fighting that guitar each time he makes a stage of the Opry. And the guitar always winning, yeah, somehow. So I assume then that your father and Eddie Stubbs must have something in common in that we do not electrify our instruments here. We go acoustic if at all possible.
Yeah, absolutely. You cannot stick a pickup in an old Martin. That's bad news.
How old is that Martin?
It's 64. I think it's a 64.
64?
I need to call Daddy. He can probably tell you right now. I'll call him up.
What are your mom and daddy's names in case they're listening? You said they
Patricia
probably
Patricia Jones and Philip Jones. Philip W. Jones, Esquire.
Do they still have the family band without you since you've gone off to pursue your fame and fortune in Nashville?
You know, not really. We just got, it's kind of funny.
Oh, so you're the reason they broke up.
It's all my fault.
There's always one in the band.
I wouldn't say we broke up. We would play a show if I was home and we could practice, yeah. You know, but you don't want to just pop back out again and be rusty. I don't know. Maybe those family harmonies I was bragging about earlier wouldn't sound so good if we busted them out right now. I'm not sure. But I miss it. I would like to play a show anytime if we could get them back together and do it.
ReverbNation.com/Laura Lee Jones. And Laura Lee is L-E-I-G-H. Twitter is at Laura Lee Jones. And well, pick that Martin up and play us something pretty.
I'll play you something.
As we go to the break.
I'll play you something I wrote with Ronnie Bowman. You guys know Ronnie Bowman.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord. He's a songwriting son of a gun. Oh, my gosh. But anyway, I love to write with Ronnie. Like I hope he's listening right now. He is my favorite person to write with. Me and Ronnie both have a lot of energy and we're kind of spastic and wild. I don't know if he would know I would describe him that way, but still he is.
So how long does it take you to write a song? I mean, is this a day-long event?
Usually,
not one of these 15-minute stories?
Usually when me and Ronnie get together, I feel like we spend like the first half of the day just hanging out and talking. And then all of a sudden we just decide, okay, well, let's write one since that's what we got together for. And it usually takes a couple hours, I would say.
Yeah.
But we get rolling pretty good. Ronnie gets excited and runs across the room and hollers and shouts, and I do the same thing. I get excited when he gets excited. He's so good. So anyway, it's a lot of fun.
Car jamming ready is the way her music has been described. Reading some stuff online. And Dolly Parton had nice things to say about it.
Well, I have to tell you where we got that Dolly Parton quote. I don't know that she knew we were going to stick it up, but heck, Dolly Parton wrote me a letter when I guess I was 16, 17.
Mm-hmm.
I made this little, I love Dolly Parton. I mean, I love Dolly Parton. So I made a CD. I decided to try to engineer and produce it and make this little CD. I played all the instruments except bass, and it was called Laura Lee Parton Me. At the time, it seemed so cool.
Oh, it's cool now.
I don't know. People think it's really funny. But
work
anyway,
it, girl.
Laura Lee Parton Me. I was such a cool 17-year-old. But anyway, Dolly, okay, I got a notification from Tom T. Hall, somebody that knew him. And Tom T. and Dixie wanted a CD. And so I sent them one. And then they wanted another one. So I sent them another one. And next thing I know, I'm getting a letter from Dolly Parton in the mail to me about that CD. And it was really, really nice. And she was just so kind to do that. And so anyway, basically my life is complete. And that's all I have to say about that.
She said, Laura Lee, wow, in capital letters, I love your voice and style, Dolly Parton.
Yep, she said it.
Good for
I don't
you.
Know if she meant it, but she said it. She said it to me.
Yeah. We love your voice and style, and we love you. Thanks for coming by this morning.
Hey, I was so glad to be here. I might jump up and do a cartwheel. If I do it, you guys have to tell them I really did that. I might jump up and do one.
Alan Jackson, Dirk Bentley, Stephen Curtis Chapman, all folks who started out here on this complex doing other things, working in the mail room, dancing and singing at Opryland, and Laura Lee Jones, who works over at the Opry House. She's in studio with us this morning. We wish you nothing but success. Thank you again.
Thank you so much for having me.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken, always great care and great taste.